Welcome to the Minecraft Spooky Stories Podcast. You may be wondering, why have you had two episodes in 1 week? Well, the answer is, today is October 31st, also known as Halloween. The special episode's creepypasta will be on Darkness of the Farlands, a creepypasta from the Minecraft Creepypasta Wiki. It is by TheMaster402. Grab a drink and a snack, and let's explore the Darkness of the Farlands. The Darkness of the Farlands, Beta 1.7.1. I was on my new gaming laptop. I loved it since the day I bought it. Blazing fast speeds, 60 FPS in Minecraft, and the power to see the light of GTA 5. But GTA 5 loves crashing, so on a day like any other, I launched up my laptop and double-clicked the Minecraft icon. My server, which actually me and my best friend in Canada own, was down, because he hadn't paid the bill. My favorite server had recently reset, causing me to rage quit. With nothing else to do, I decided to play Minecraft Beta 1.7.3 with single-player commands. My cursor drifted over the gray buttons. Single-player. Create new world. Seed. Glacier. Now there was no clear goal. Then I realized this computer has a NVIDIA GTX 960M. I thought, let's see how far I can go through the Farlands till I crashed or lagged out. Mistaking them for the Farlands coordinates, I teleported the XZ coordinates 524288 instead of 12550821. A smirk went across my face as memories flooded in. A long time ago, I had posted a Minecraft forum topic about a glitch at 524288 and its subsequent multiples. The terrain would mess up and then cut off at exactly 524288. Then there's a totally different landscape from the biome next to it. Multiply 524288 by 2 and you get 1,048,576. At those coordinates, there was terrain identical to the one found at 524288, glitches and all. Something caught my eye though. The ice near the glitch corner was arranged in a pattern that slightly resembled a face. It was a normal glitch, but the face bothered me slightly. I shrugged it off, thinking I was absolutely stupid for thinking like that. I paused the game and searched up the coordinates where the Farlands start. XZ 12,550,821. I tapped in the coordinates and teleported to the place, spawning face to face with the giant towering wall of the Farlands. Okay, there seems to be no lag, I thought. Next stop, Crash Central. I teleported XZ 2,147,483,647, the 32-bit integer. Hence the fact that 32-bit computers cannot go past it. Expecting a crash, or at least severe lag, I was surprised to find that the Farlands lag stopped completely. I hit F3, locked at 60 FPS. Also, boredom struck again, and I closed the game. Instead, I was going to play Minecraft 1.5. My initial plan was to look at the beauty of shaders. I accidentally struck multiplayer instead of single player. My server was strangely up, which gave a few possibilities. Where my friends live, it was night. But after all, it was summer. Maybe he finally paid the bill. Or maybe MC Pro Hosting gave us a grace period. You think way too much, I spoke to myself. I hopped onto the server and started taking a few shader pictures. Suddenly, a player with the totally original name, Farman, joined the game. As I did with every other new player, I greeted them. Now, no offense, but people who come on our server are usually not very smart. So hologram clearly states that you can use a starter kit. Farman, like any other player, ignored this, but didn't walk around either. I teleported to him in vanish mode. He had a black skin with a face that might have looked like one from that patch of lava. Farman, hello. Me. Sup, man? Farman. Response not understood by current definitions. What? I spoke out. The guy's acting strange like that player from that really good Minecraft creepypasta. Not here, Ryan, it's null. Realizing what I was saying, I chuckled. I can't be in a creepypasta of Farman. Searching session ID database. Found. UUID tracked. Session ID. I know that word has something to do with hacking. Me. Listen, man, we don't respect hacking around here. And you can get reported for doing stuff like that. Servers ain't free. When I hit enter, I noticed my prefix wasn't owner anymore. My name was still red, meaning I was an op. Me. Are you doing something? My name was not red anymore. I tried to do /kickfarman. Access denied. I quickly got onto my iPad and opened up the MC Pro hosting app. Tapped on console, typed in /opthemaster402. It worked. The farmer isn't normal. There's not any option to kick the player next to each name on the player list. I tapped the kick button next to Farman and looked back at my monitor. He was still on. Owner. Farman. Commencing FTP access breach. Complete. Wiping out files. What the? I shouted, soon realizing my parents were asleep. I cursed myself, then rushed onto the FTP file access to download all the server files before it was too late. Thankfully, I was able to get the main files and a few plugin data folders. The plugins and some other things went missing. They would be replaced. Anyways, Farman was the owner. My laptop began to glitch up. Not my laptop too. Before things got out of hand, I forced shut down. Forced shutting down would scare me when there was something seriously wrong with my computer. I thought it wouldn't start back up, though it actually always did. This time, it didn't. Tears were slowly flooding my eyes, as who knows what would happen when my parents found out about this. Even worse, all my hard work. What if I had to wipe the SSD? The server files? The computer screen came back up, quite literally in black. There was a white underscore flashing light in the CMD. I didn't dare touch anything, and words showed up on the screen. Why did you try messing with the lands beyond human reach? I'm gonna restart until you're gone. And with that, I force restarted it. In one try, it started back up normally. Blue HP logo, Windows 8 loading circle. But I had to leave one last text file on my desktop. I'm not finished. After that, everything stopped. The server was intact, but still shut down. The next morning, though, my phone wasn't there like he usually was. Thank you for listening. This has been the third episode of Micro Spooky Stories and a Halloween special. Make sure to tell your friends about this podcast and give it a 5-star review. I'll see you guys inside the next episode.